Whether it's a mega city in Asia, a village in Africa, or your local supermarket, chances are someone is wearing a Manchester United jersey. The Red Devils are one of the most famous soccer teams in the world. They've fielded stars like David Beckham, Cristiano Ronaldo, and Marcus Rashford. But Man U is having a tough time lately on and off the field, which has some fans asking whether their club's best days are over. NPR's Lauren Freyer went to Manchester to find out.
Yeah, Paul, we're just going to go into the stadium.
Wow. So this is the legendary Old Trafford.
The home of Manchester United for just over 114 years.
I've only seen it on TV.
It's the largest Premier League ground in the UK.
Richard Williams has been giving tours here for decades.
My very first game was in 1970. Your feeling of when you came out is what we get every single day.
He shows me an old tunnel lined with black and white photos of the stadium's 1910 construction.
Stadiums were actually built in housing estates, industrial areas, for all the locals, people to come and support their football club. But over the years,
United expanded its fan base well beyond Manchester. They went global, buoyed by satellite TV and merchandising.
They saw the commercial advantage of having a Manchester United official airline partner, a bank card. In some areas, they have an official potato snack.
Roger Bennett, founder of the Men in Blazers sports network, says United was first to truly commercialize football. But that may now be its downfall, he says.
Because the footballing decisions are made by the commercial department, it's no longer about what makes a great team, what holes do we need to fill on the field, what do we need to do to win. It's more about which footballers have the greatest Instagram presence, which assets can make us bigger in Asia. So they built this machine, and then the machine's kind of eaten itself.
United is now in crisis. They haven't won a league title in more than a decade since legendary coach Alex Ferguson retired. It's been a revolving door since then. The team's American owners, the Glazer family, can't come to games without security to protect them from their own fans, who see them as not putting money into the club, only taking it out. There have been staff layoffs, budget cuts. And Old Trafford, this beloved, albeit rickety old stadium, which survived bombing in World War II, may even get demolished.
Well, we're not over the moon.
At the old Nag's Head, a Man United fan pub, people slump at the bar, morose, staring into their pints.
The atmosphere's changed. You know, you've gone from winning everything, and that's tragic.
Dan Hennessy and George Mistades are a trucker and a railway worker, lifelong fans of this now fallen giant.
I've seen the heyday of the best team in the world. I've seen us win the Champions League as a little kid, and it was the best thing in my life, seeing my dad that happy. But it's digressed. It's been hard to be United fan nowadays.
And really hard to watch the hometown rivals, Manchester City, swimming in money from their foreign owners and winning the league the past 4 years in a row.
There's no stopping Manchester United.
Now then, Reds.
The Devil's Advocate is a podcast charting Manchester United's highs and lows, and Gaz Drinkwater is one of the hosts.
When I started broadcasting, Manchester United were just starting on their decline. So maybe it's my fault, actually.
But he sees reason for hope. A British billionaire, Jim Ratcliffe, recently bought a 25% stake in the club, and the Glazers have let him take the lead. Rather than commercial people, he's installed some actual football experts, including a new coach, the sixth since Alex Ferguson. At 39, Ruben Amorim is the youngest coach in the league, a sort of wonderkind, fans hope. And so going forward, Drinkwater says,
to have a good ownership structure with a head coach who understands sport, who understands success, who understands football, where hopefully we will see the comeback of, in my opinion, one of the greatest sporting institutions in the world.
Back at Old Trafford, my guide Richard Williams flips a switch and the sounds of a match erupt all around us. We walk down through a tunnel and out onto the pitch into the lights, just like the players. And the last stop on our tour.
Three massive silver cups.
The Premier League, the Champions League and the FA Cup, the all FA. In one season.
The trophy room. This club has won 20 league titles, 3 Champions Leagues, 13 FA Cups. Finishing 8th last year was their worst ever Premier League season. There are only a handful of other teams who wouldn't be thrilled with that. But this team is used to winning everything. They call this stadium the Theater of Dreams. And they reckon there's more room in these trophy cases yet. Lauren Freyer, NPR News at Old Trafford in Manchester.